Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Radio Show.
I got a hell of an echo, man.
I hope it doesn't last. Let's see if we can work on that. Here with Dominic Salvia.
What's up, Crudy?
At the Waukesha County Fair.
Waukesha, Wisconsin. This is a red county in Wisconsin, isn't it?
Well, if by red you mean the storm cells are dropping bombs on Waukesha County, man. The weather took a turn for the worse. But with that sort of severe storm blowing through, and we are in the Forum Building here at the Waukesha County Fairgrounds, and the Forum Building is a steel shed.
Great.
And that's not necessarily a great thing for two reasons. Let me tell you the two reasons.
Lay it on me, brother.
One, we're kind of dependent on, let's call it cell phone signals, to make live radio in a remote location. That ain't happening. Not in a steel building.
Not today.
Two, This horrific heavy rain's coming down in Waukesha County. And I can't believe God's frowning on the Waukesha County Fair, man. But anyways, so if you hear some, you know, cat on a hot tin roof sort of clutter in the background, well, blame it on the rain.
But don't worry about it. It's going to pass quickly. Come by. We are sitting next to the Waukesha County Democratic Party's area, a little tent action. We got a table. Love to see everyone. If you can bear the weather or just wait a few minutes, I'm sure it will pass soon.
Well, it should cool the heat down. The heat should be cooled down a bit. It was quite hot today. And anyways, we're in the temperate location, Dom. Inside the building. Climate controlled in here. You know, it's quite cool where the Devil's Advocates are at.
That's always the case.
Yes, I know. And we can take your calls and hopefully have a few guests out here at the Waukesha County Fairgrounds, 844-967-2789. But for the rest of the world, not at the Waukesha County Fair, Dom, it's the Thursday night of the prime time, January 6th hearings. And it starts at 7 o'clock Central Time. And we're playing them live right here on the glorious 540 AM, 101 FM, the Shaw. And then, of course, in Madison on WTTN, 1580 AM. And, of course, 92.7 FM Devil Radio. But I think the world is waiting, Dom, for what comes later. We're just the warm-up.
I cannot wait.
We're just the hors d'oeuvres before the main course.
I heard Zoe Lofgren interviewed on MSNBC on the way to Waukesha here this afternoon. Dropped some breaking news I had not been aware. Apparently, the Secret Service has engaged counsel. Now, we're not clear.
How can the Secret Service retain counsel to what? Not give the messages that they've been obscuring or deleting?
I'm just saying.
Are they entitled to counsel?
It was a little strange to me as well. Well, anybody, if you're under criminal investigation, yeah, you are entitled to counsel. And apparently DHS, that investigation that they are conducting has now been labeled as criminal.
Since when, man? That's news.
I'm just telling you what I'm hearing today, man. The news is breaking. So how that plays into
Well, I was
tonight's...
working the fairgrounds, so.
Yeah. How that this new information, you know, gets woven into tonight's presentation obviously remains to be seen. Again, reiterating from the J6, the actions and lack of action taken by the former president will be of utmost importance. 187 minutes, Crudy. You know what I'm saying? Trump pulled a 187 on an undercover cop, and the Republicans, well, they're down with it here, Crudy. Here at Waukesha County, the Republican Party.
At
the end of the aisle, they got like a cardboard cutout of Trump with a thumbs up.
Oh, did they?
Oh, they certainly do. Also wearing shirts that says Make America More Godly Again. So, of course, I just walk by. I got things to do, trying to do a show here. Perhaps I'll have words after we are done. But to have a cardboard cutout of you know, this man who has turned his back, who not only turned his back, engaged in a coup against his country, turned his back on the Constitution, and they love him for it. But hopefully tonight's presentation, probably not the last, right? There's a lot of information continuing to come out. Oh. This investigation is ongoing, and of course we are talked about it at length yesterday. The Attorney General of the Department of Justice also has an investigation that is the most wide-ranging and important investigation in the Department of Justice's history.
I want it to be Merrick Garland Day now. Now, I heard it analogized earlier today. This is not the conclusion of the J6 investigation. Think of it as more of the end of season one.
Right? I want season two so we can binge it, man. I don't want to wait that long.
Can we drop all the hearings on one? Just all the testimony. Just hours and hours of Pat Cipollone and all the others. And tonight will be interesting, Don, because the focus has been on, you know, the collaboration, the violence, the incitement of the violence. Beyond that, it was a coordinated violence of sorts. But now we're going to see how President Trump responded to it when he knew it was going on. And you're taking an oath to uphold the Constitution of the United States.
Oaths, Moth. I mean, so what? You know, that guy said plenty of oaths and promises in his life. You think this is just one more thing for him? They are words off of his tongue, out of his mouth. And after that happens, it doesn't even matter. And unfortunately for a lot of the cult, they don't care.
Well, okay, so he didn't believe the oath he took. I believe that he didn't believe.
Right.
But anyways, we're going to find out what the president was doing during the 187 months, the night of.
He was stuffing his face watching television, man. That's what he was
doing.
You
think he was eating the cannolis?
Come on, you know he was.
Now, above beyond that, it's not just going to be the damning inactivity of the former president, because, you know, If earlier reports are true, Dom, he was downright gleeful.
Yes.
He was all down for Hang Mike Pence.
Well,
right?
He opened the door so he could hear the crowd, man. Love the sound of crowds. He'd have loved Summerfest.
The big gig. Well, they had a big gig.
Oh, they did.
Let's not forget, the president also crafted a message at the urging of many. If you believe it, you know, it was everyone from Kevin McCarthy to Ivanka Trump saying, you must end this. We must stop this. So Trump eventually, you know, when it...
They're going to do a 25th Amendment on you, dude. You have to do something. I mean, his back was against the wall.
Well, I don't know if he would have had to in real time on the 6th. But come the 7th, trying to clean up messes, right?
Is that what he was doing?
Well, I think so. I think there was an intent to clean up the messes. And during the course of trying to, let's just say, clean up the messes, well... The cleaning up of the messes included the creation of a video. You know, something of a message for the American people. Well, your president, here's what I want you to do now.
Well, what he should have done, of
you
course.
You patriots.
What he should have done immediately is, as the commander-in-chief who took an oath to uphold the Constitution and protect the United States of America, when you see our Capitol being attacked and ransacked, normally you would get up immediately, get on the telly, you call the Pentagon, you get National
get up,
Guard.
Stand up.
You get everybody. Stand up for your rights. And, of course, he didn't do that. And, you know, we know why he didn't.
But Beastie Boy, you got to fight for your right to party, man.
We know why he didn't do it. We can suspect why. And hopefully the DOJ will find the evidence to confirm what we are all thinking. That he knew it was happening. He wanted it to happen.
Oh.
He called for them to come there. He wanted this. So his inaction.
You're right. I was thinking almost all of those things.
The action of inaction was a planned inaction to allow the violent mob, the armed violent mob, to do their work. He wanted to give them time, just a little more time. So this is that.
To marinate?
Yes, absolutely.
So he's marinating. He's getting ready to throw it on the grill. Folks, we are the devil's advocates. Little extreme weather blowing through Waukesha County, but we're nice and safe here in the Forum Building at the Waukesha County Fair. my understanding, Dominic, Wisconsin's oldest county fair.
Really?
We're at it. We're at it. And we're in the steel building. Looks a little like a Cleary building. It's called the Forum Building, but come find us. We're on, I guess this is political row here. And we've got the Republicans, ironically, you know, I guess if you're facing them, if it's from the audience's perspective, they're at the right end of the row. And then down on the good end of the row
is the left end.
Waukesha County Democratic Party.
Which is the right end.
They're the ones, we are here at their bequest. They asked us, do you want to join us here today at the Waukesha County Fair? And we said, why not? Never would have guessed they had us in a steel building. But, you know, we're making do. We're making it work. We're doing it live, Tom. We're doing it live. That's what we do. We're going to try to stay in contact with you, our fair audience. 844-967-2789. But the breaking news above and beyond what's coming next. We'll look forward to the big J6. But the breaking news, Tom, Joe Biden has COVID.
Oh,
the president
man.
Of the United States is 79 years old. I mean, he's not a young man. Now, we understand, fully vaccinated, double boosted. And, you know, it's not like he's got a extraneous political schedule currently. You know, I think he's done traveling for a while. He's going home to Delaware for the weekend. So I'm not sure that it will affect his ability to govern, per se. And I hope it doesn't, you know, infringe upon his ability to watch the J6 hearings, or, you know, perhaps I mean, listen or stream them on the Devil Radio app.
I heard the news reports, a little bit of a runny nose, perhaps a small dry cough, nothing terrible so far. Of course,
get a good night's sleep.
Vaxxed, double boosted, he's on Paxlovid as well. And so, yes, we wish President Biden well. I mean, it's kind of historic. It's the first real president of the United States to contract the COVID-19 coronavirus.
The first real one, eh?
Yes.
Now, of course, we recall the former, some would say less legitimate president. He did get COVID as well, right?
Who? Oh, the insurrectionist guy? Yeah, I try not to think about that guy.
Leader of the coup?
Yes. You know, after Trump got done with the COVID, or claimed to be done, he wanted to walk up the stairs and open up his shirt to show like a Superman shirt underneath it. Remember those reports? Of course, he could barely make it up the stairs, so hopefully President Biden get well soon.
And wasn't he in the beast full of Secret Service agents that were then exposed to his COVID? Just so he could drive around the park? Come back with us, folks. We're at the Waukesha County Fair. Devil's Advocates doing it on the road, giving away radios and stickers and goodwill in the Forum Building. Come find us. First one that does gets a free radio. Hey, Sarah. I see you. Hey, just give us a minute. We're going back live here.
60% of the time, they're right every time. The Devil's Advocates.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. It is a J6 hearing day. We are super excited. Make sure
you stick
around.
County Fair Day, man. Waukesha County Fair Day.
Whatever, man. They got Waukesha County Fairs every year, multiple days. This is good. I mean, the 187 committee, 187 hearing from the J6 committee goes off tonight, and I am stoked.
You're just bitter that we're not here on Ted Nugent night.
That's what, tomorrow night?
Tomorrow night is Ted Nugent.
Oh, Saturday, man. Seether should come for Seether.
Well, whatever. We're here now. And if you make the effort and find us in the Forum Building, we'll give you a free radio. We're in the radio biz. So I brought a couple of radios. I'm giving away radios today. Who would not want a radio with the Shaw sticker on it?
I mean.
And don't forget, keep us on. I see a Devil Radio shirt, man. Someone's going to get that free radio. They're coming. Dom, quick story I wanted to throw out there. Some sad news. There's a fan. I see a Devil Radio shirt.
Nice.
Get that man's name. He needs some radio. Melania Trump says she would have spoken out on January 6th, but she was busy working on behalf of our nation.
Really?
Not your nation. Not my nation.
I thought she didn't care. Nation. Do you?
Melania Trump on Thursday offered a new rationalization for why she did not speak out. As her husband's mob was attacking the Capitol on January 6th right. as part of his unsuccessful coup attempt. Fox News reported former First Lady Melania Trump said Thursday that she was fulfilling her official duties as First Lady of the United States on January 6, 2021, telling Fox News Digital exclusively that she had been fully informed of the events taking place at the Capitol during the day. She would have immediately denounced the violence, you know, had she been fully informed.
Weren't there, and I'm, again, I'm going off of memory here, but I think there were video cuts of the president and his family in like a VIP tent adjacent from the stage, perhaps, but or maybe near the White House?
Well, that was at the Ellipse. That was at the pre-insurrection, get them fired up sort of pre-incitement party.
Oh, that was a pre-incitement party.
Yes.
Okay, all right. So that wasn't after Trump had already spoken and...
Well, if you believe the testimony of Cassidy Hutchinson, she was like in the tent or behind the stage, behind the risers, and she was unaware that when Trump went on the stage, that Trump encouraged and said, in fact, that he was going to, what, march down to the Capitol, right?
Yes.
And she got calls almost immediately, I believe, from Mark Meadows, like, you said he wasn't effing going, you know, like, it's her fault suddenly. Like, she's supposed to stop the president of the United States, and he wasn't supposed to have said that. But back to Melania.
Yes, what did Melania, what was she doing for our nation, Curdy?
Well, the U.S. Constitution, just for clarity's sake, Tom, does not include a single duty that the president's spouse is expected to complete. Well, that sounds like she was up for the job. As with all first ladies who preceded me, it was my obligation to record the contents of the White House's historic rooms. Well, if they're historic rooms, wouldn't the prior first ladies have already made those records for us?
Yeah, but not with her specific style, right? I mean, the Trumps came in and made up her own.
Didn't she pull out the Rose Garden and put in cement?
I mean,
like a cement pond in the back?
It wasn't great.
Including taking archival photographs of all the renovations. Several months in advance, I organized a qualified team of photographers, archivists, and designers to work with me in the White House to ensure perfect execution. I think her husband was working on perfect execution as well.
Mike Pence.
As required, we scheduled January 6, 2021 to complete the work on behalf of our nation. Our nation, Dom. Abigail Adams, the wife of President John Adams, was the first presidential spouse to actually live in the White House. Well, hell, Melania barely made it to the White House.
It took her a while.
Well, you know, she was renegotiating the prenup, my understanding.
Well, and Trump said it was a dump.
It would be over 45 years until the first photo was taken of the White House, meaning that there wasn't any photos taken during the first 10 presidential administrations. And Melania Trump's chief of staff on January 6th, Stephanie Grisham, has revealed she asked Melania Trump questions about condemning the violence. According to a screenshot Grisham posted, now Grisham was what, the press secretary, or eventually became the press secretary, but never actually had a press conference. But that Grisham, according to a screenshot Grisham posted, Melania Trump replied, no. And it would have only taken her one additional letter to reply yes and let her staff condemn the violence through her social media accounts.
According to the actual tweets screenshot from Stephanie Grisham, Stephanie inquired, do you want to tweet that peaceful protests are the right of every American, but there is no place for lawlessness and violence? The one-word reply, Crudy, no.
No.
That was sent at 1:42 p.m.
No.
Oh, I'm sorry, that's the copy of the screenshot was at 1:42. So there is the tweet. She had the opportunity. She declined to do so.
Well, there's a little bit more here, Dom. For me, it was really important because, you know, over the years, working with Melania Trump, I was able to go to her. You know, she was the first person in our entire administration who condemned Charlottesville. Well, possibly the only one. And often I'd be able to go to her and say, this is bad. And she would even pick up the phone and call her husband and talk him down from something. Or she would put out the statement well ahead of the West Wing to set a tone saying that this is not okay. Grisham said, that day when I sent her that text, you know, the text, I wanted to say it wasn't even political. It was just saying everybody has the right to a peaceful protest, but there's no room for violence. And she just said, no. It just made me think she knew something. It made me think she knew that perhaps her husband was going down there. She knew something ahead of time. I don't know this for a fact, but again, I'm quoting Stephanie Grisham. I don't know this for a fact, but again, knowing her as well as I did at that point, it was so unlike her not to have condemned that. It was the moment it all kind of broke me. And that's what I wrote in the book, and I resigned immediately afterwards, according to Stephanie Grisham. I can't wait for the testimony, the live testimony, Dom. And this has got to be your first county fair in a while, man. I know you used to work in farm country.
I go to the state fair, man.
Cream puffs for everyone.
Absolutely.
For all my friends.
Wisconsin State Fair in Milwaukee County. That's the big one, man. So it's cute. You know, I like to come over here and see little animals, but I go to the big one.
Man, I am a bigger animal than you can be credited for. More Devil's Advocates live at the Waukesha County Center Fair Forum Center. We're in here. Find us.
Occupy didn't start on Wall Street. It started on our street. The Devil's Advocate.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, live on the road, Waukesha County Fair, Wisconsin's oldest county fair. We are in the Forum Building here on the grounds. The storms have blown through, nothing but wonderful weather. Here till quitting time, we guarantee it. And we guarantee fine guests. We guarantee if you come on down and register, we'll give you potentially a free radio, but the first one has been earned. Michael Ribble, I believe his name. He's wearing a Devil radio shirt. They drove in from Albuquerque, New Mexico.
Nice.
They're doing a Midwestern tour, and they took a turn towards Waukesha, and they met us at the fair. Rock on, Michael. Very nice to meet you, nice folks. And we're sending them home with a little nostalgic Shaw radio, man. We're in the radio business. And also, we're welcoming to the airwaves one of Waukesha's own. She is a lieutenant gubernatorial candidate. She is Sarah Rodriguez. We welcome her back to the airwaves. Sarah, how you doing, sister?
I'm doing great. Thank you guys for having me back.
Thank you. Good to see you.
Good.
Now, Sarah, I was unaware, but apparently there was a big debate. And
there was yesterday.
I've been busy, so tell me all about it.
Yes. Yesterday there was a debate for the primary for lieutenant governor that was on Spectrum. If you want to see it, it aired last night at 7 p.m., but if you Google it, you can find it on Spectrum and be able to watch it there.
And how do you think things went for Team Rodriguez?
I think it went really well. You know, this was my way to make the argument to voters that Governor Evers needs the strongest candidate on that ticket with him in November, because it is so critically important that we reelect him. And if he doesn't have that strong partner up by his side, making sure that we have a full statewide network to be able to garner that support, you know, we have to make sure that he gets reelected.
Now, Sarah, tell people about your political resume prior, please.
Sure. So right now, I represent District 13 within the Assembly. That's the western suburbs of Milwaukee. And I flipped that district this last election cycle from red to blue. So I know the really hard work that it takes to win in a purple district. And I know the hard work that we are going to have to do to make sure that Governor Evers wins this November. And I live in Waukesha County. So this Waukesha County Fair, this is my hometown. And so, you know, I really think that when I'm talking to voters out here, particularly in Waukesha County, you know, things are changing. The conversations are changing. We are really adding voters out in the suburbs here, and having somebody who understands how to talk to them, I think, is going to be important too.
Okay, give us some local knowledge. What is your favorite memory from the Waukesha County Fair?
So my favorite, it was always the rides. I swear I rode them until I threw up when I was little. I mean, it was always the rides. And so those are always my favorite memories, is being able to go on ride after ride after ride until, you know, your mother dragged you home.
Wristband nights, those
there
kind of things.
There you go. There you go.
We still like those because we're kind of cheap and we don't want to pay full price. Because these rides, they start adding up. Sarah Rodriguez, she is a lieutenant gubernatorial candidate. She joins us here at the team. We are immediately adjacent to the Democratic booth, and Waukesha County, exurban, I guess I'm going to call it Milwaukee, but there is a tremendous concentration of population out here.
There is.
Roughly, how many people live in Waukesha, in Waukesha County, Sarah?
Oosh, I don't know the exact number there.
Here it's like 400,000
plus in the county. Yeah, that sounds about right. Many people I talk to in Waukesha County sometimes feel like they're the only Democrat out here. They are wrong. Come here. We have a booth. You can meet other Democrats. And, you know, we are growing our presence out here in Waukesha County. And I want to tell people that you are not alone. You want to get a sign. You want to support the Democratic Party. We've got a very, very active Democratic Party here in Waukesha County.
And a large Democratic Party here in Waukesha, right?
I mean, really huge. Yeah, we have one. It is the second largest in terms of the party itself. The numbers of people who have joined. Every meeting we have, it is almost 100 people that are there. So think about that. You know, having those kind of people that share your same viewpoints, being able to come together, volunteer, make sure Governor Evers gets reelected, and all of those down ballot races. We're going to need your help.
Yeah, showing up and is a big part of that, and having that many people show up, that just goes to show you how many people that are not able to do that or willing to do that. They're still out there.
Right.
You talk about speaking the language, talking to people. Mm-hmm. What are you hearing when you out stumping right now? What are the top concerns you're hearing from your constituents?
So it does depend on what part of the state that I'm in, but my constituents here within suburban Milwaukee. When I talk to women, this 1849 abortion law that we have on the books today, this antiquated law, this comes up in almost every single conversation that I have. That they woke up the next day with less rights than their mothers and their grandmothers did. You know, I have a 13-year-old daughter. My mother is 77, and she says to me after this happened, she's like, "We have done this before.
Yeah.
Why are we having to do this again?" And so that's the kind of frustration I'm hearing out here.
Electorally, Sarah Rodriguez, is it the number one issue? I mean, is this what's going to turn out Democratic voters? Is this how you win a primary? Is this front and center for you? Or what is the number one issue as you talk to people around the state?
Right. So there are many different types of issues that I think are going to come up within this primary and within the November election. And, you know, women's rights and abortion rights is not new to me. This is something that I've been doing for over 20 years. I'm a nurse myself. I know what happens when women don't have the choices that are available to them. And so, you know, I've been talking about this for a long time. The other areas that I'm hearing that people are talking about, it is the economy. You know, we are seeing some tightening of prices out there in terms of gases, although gas has been going down. I know my budget's a little bit better.
Sarah, I don't know if you've noted, but gas is more expensive here in Waukesha. It's 40 cents cheaper in Madison.
Oh my goodness!
This morning than it is here at the Quick Trip.
Oh wow, wow, that's interesting. Yeah,
I should have gassed up before.
Should have gassed up before you came out. So, but we have the lowest unemployment rate in Wisconsin ever. Ever. The lowest unemployment rate. So I know that Wisconsinites are resilient and we're going to get over this. Governor Evers has pushed COVID money out to small businesses. He's pushed it out to the everyday consumers and people here in Wisconsin. And we need four more years of him to make sure we can continue on along this path of success.
Sarah Rodriguez, I hear you mention our friend Tony Evers' name quite a bit.
Uh-huh.
Obviously, if you were the lieutenant gubernatorial nominee,
yes,
a big part of that is helping to stump for Tony Evers, helping. It's a combined ticket, governor and lieutenant
governor.
I get stuck on the gubernatorial. Mostly I used to moniker the former, but you don't want to hear about that. So is that part of the role as you campaign for lieutenant governor? Are you trying to display that you are a good team player and would make an excellent teammate for Tony?
Absolutely. I mean, I want to be a microphone for the fantastic policies that he's put out there. I want to go across the state and talk about all of the wonderful successes that he has done. You know, but I also bring my own skill set to the table. You know, Governor Evers is an education expert. I have worked within healthcare for over 25 years. I bring healthcare expertise to the table. Those are two kitchen table issues that I think people really care about. And that's what's going to bring them out to the polls in August. And it's going to bring them out to the polls in November.
Sarah, how do we win in the suburbs? You talked about you might have been the only Democrat that turned an assembly seat. And that's something of a major accomplishment in the day and age of gerrymandering and gerrymandering 2.0. But these exurban counties, call it the WOW counties, Waukesha, Washington, and Ozaukee County, if the Dems, how did the Dems need to perform here to A, retain the governor's mansion, and B, perhaps win a U.S. Senate seat, which is also an important race this fall.
So I wasn't the only one. There was one other one. Representative Deb Andraca also flipped her seat this last cycle.
Sorry, Deb. Don't mean
Sorry,
to.
Deb. Sorry, Deb. I want to make sure you give a little shout out there. She worked real hard.
She's not at the Waukesha County
Fair. She's not at the Waukesha County Fair, though.
At this moment, or maybe she is.
So here's the thing. You know, when I talk to folks within Waukesha County, you know, you might be surprised. You wouldn't be surprised. I have neighbors. I have family members. I have friends who vote Republican. I do. And so we have fantastic policy-based discussions that are solid and based on evidence and facts. And what I think is interesting is when I do talk to them, the Republican Party has left them. They have gone so far to the right. And they feel a little unmoored in terms of what party they have allegiance to. And what I tell them is that you have to look at your, you know, what's important to you, what's underneath your tent, those tent poles, what is important to you, and then look at the parties and see how many of those match. And I guarantee you the Democratic Party is going to match your values.
Folks, you're listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. That is Sarah Rodriguez. She is a Democrat. She's running for the lieutenant governor of the state of Wisconsin. Sarah, so, you know, we're excited today. The J6 is having a primetime hearing tonight. We're going to hear about the action or inaction of the former president. How important is that particular topic? And even more broadly, you know, the holding someone responsible for what went on and the misinformation and how it's all impacted. That whole conversation and this whole environment that we are now living in, how are your constituents addressing that with you, and is it even on the radar?
So, you know, I think local issues in Wisconsin are more on folks' radar, but I do get feedback on the January 6th commission as well. And people do want to hold our leaders accountable. It is important. They elect us to this position. They elect us to enforce the laws. And that's what people want us to be doing moving forward, and to make sure that we get all of the information out in the open and it is transparent so we can have a broader discussion how that can never ever happen again.
Will you be watching?
Oh, I'm always watching. I save it. If I can't watch it at the time, I make sure I save it so I can watch it later, because I want to know the facts. I want to know what happened, and I want to be educated on to make sure that we never have January 6th happening.
Well, it's certainly a front and center issue for Dom and I, but what common ground are you finding with, let's call it, reform MAGA people, reform people that voted for Trump? Maybe they want to swing, and whether or not they voted for Joe Biden, they're reconsidering their prior positions. So where are you finding common ground with those people?
So honestly, I'm finding common ground on many of the social issues that the Republican Party is so out of touch with. The vast majority of people in Wisconsin believe that a woman has a right to choose, that pregnant people can do what they want with their bodies. Vast majority. They believe that you can love who you love. They believe that we have marriage equality, and that is absolutely fine with them. The Republican Party has moved so far away and is so out of touch with regular people here in Wisconsin that that's how we're moving people over to becoming, voting for Democrats and eventually becoming part of the Democratic Party. The water's warm. Come on in. You know, it's a nice place to be.
What's it going to take to make Waukesha blue county? Are we getting closer?
We're getting closer and closer. You know, every election we eat into the margin in terms of the Republican Party. They have really felt like Waukesha was reliably very, very red. And every election we creep percentage up blue. And because they are so extreme and they are so out of touch.
Folks, you're listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show live at the Waukesha County Fair. We've got a fine guest at the table. She is Sarah Rodriguez. She is a lieutenant gubernatorial candidate. And Sarah, I can tell you, when we first made notice that we were moving into the Waukesha community, I had a few good Dems push back on me and say, you know, you're not going to take all the credit when this county turns blue. They think this is a county on the precipice, yep. And they don't want some carpetbaggers taking all the credit. Sarah, do you think a platform of let's hope it's truth-led news, how much do you think that could help? Because there's always been right-wing talk radio,
right,
and it's overwhelming in its influence in this area. Can we do our little part?
I think we can. I think we have to have an alternative for people and have it be fact-based and informational and things that people want to be talking about. And that's how we move people. That's how we talk to people at their level and be able to say, look, This is what's going on in the world. This is the fact. These are the facts. This is the truth. Let's talk about it.
You know, Sarah, I think a one-on-one game of basketball between you and Dom would be competitive.
Yeah.
Sarah Rodriguez, if people want to get involved in your campaign, how would they do so?
Fantastic. You can go to my website at sarafowi.com. You can volunteer. And if you feel so inclined, you can donate to the campaign to make sure we can get across the finish line.
Now, Sarah, honest question. Is there a picture of Tony Evers on your webpage?
Yes.
You know how to butter up the guy you hope to be the boss. Sarah Rodriguez, good luck with your campaign. Folks, we are the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. We'll catch up with a few more candidates here at the Waukesha County Fair. Perhaps take your phone calls at 844-967-2789, and you are certainly welcome to join us. We're giving away radios, old-style nostalgic radios. They function. They'll play out the Beast of the East, the 540 AM signal originating from WAUK. And, of course, 101 FM, the Shaw. Come back. More Devil's Advocates live at the Waukesha County Fair.
Gotten away with it too if it wasn't for those meddling Devil's Advocates.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show live from the Waukesha County Fair in beautiful Wisconsin. Come on down, check it out. The rain has passed. It's going to be a beautiful evening with lots of music and, of course, the Devil's Advocates.
Yeah. Where else would you spend your Thursday evening except the Waukesha County Fair? We'll go eat something fried on a stick soon.
Great.
Want to thank our most recent guest, a fine one. She is Lieutenant Gubernatorial Candidate Sarah Rodriguez, and we welcome a new fine guest and candidate to the table. We welcome back Dr. Jillian Bettino. And Dr. Bettino, how you been?
I'm great. Great to be here.
Yeah, thank you. Good to see you.
Treasurer candidate, Wisconsin State Treasurer. We know when you first started, you were a senatorial candidate, but we've picked a lane, and we know what you're running for, and you're running for the state treasurer. And for those that are unaware, Sarah Godlewski, the current state treasurer, of course, is running for U.S. Senate. So you'd like to replace her.
Yeah.
What do you hope to do with the job if you win it, Jillian?
Okay. So, you know, the job, its existence was on the ballot not too long ago in 2018
right.
in Wisconsin. We want that position. It's a constitutional position. It's written into our Constitution. Checks and balances, all those good democratic processes. We want to maintain those. So the number one thing is growing the office. And I would put even ahead of that, being an awesome, excited woman candidate right now is a very powerful thing.
Yeah.
And we want a super strong ticket to get Tony Evers reelected and make sure that we have a very powerful Democratic slate. I want to be that woman who steps into Sarah's very big shoes and continues to grow the office. And I think that, you know, right now is really relevant to Wisconsinites. In particular, you know, making the decision to have a kid or not have a kid is the biggest economic decision that we will ever make in a lifetime. And I want to make sure that nobody is making that decision for Wisconsin families.
Dr. Bettino, you're something of a political novice, if I recall, but you do have a unique resume. So tell people why they should consider you for this role. What do you bring to the table?
So the treasurer's office is really a role in this state of innovation. And a role of fiscal transparency and fiscal responsibility. I have been a small business owner for several years, an owner in a medical practice in Wausau, and, you know, sat at the table trying to figure out our retirement funds, how to make sure that people got adequate vacation and fair leave when they needed it. And sometimes not, sometimes really struggling with those issues. So I understand the importance and the challenges of small businesses, and those are what provide resilience for our state. So that's an important part of it. Also, and I think very powerfully, over the last 10 years, I've been working with the World Health Organization and working in low-resource areas where there are racial issues, transportation issues, climate issues that keep people from accessing health care. And I bring that to the table. I know how to build accessible, respectful policy that is evidence-based, and I think we could use nothing more right now.
Jillian, I'm soon to be a small business owner in the Wausau area. We're launching a radio station on August 1st there, 12:30 a.m. Give us a listen. Got to do a little self-plugging, but what can you tell us about that part of the state? Why is Wausau important? I see it as sort of the portal to the north part of Wisconsin. How do you see it?
Well, I think, you know, CD7 in general, and the more rural part of the state, so Wausau up north, you know, our Minocqua Brewing Company area, all the way up to Bayfield and Ashland and over to Hudson, St. Croix, Columbia County, all of those areas have a history of being very strong Democratic, you know, strongholds, and working class people. And I think we have lost a lot of that contact over the last decade. And we need to reconnect with folks. And I think that being from that area helps me bring that voice to the table. And it's great to have geographic diversity as well. Lots of our representation does come from the more populous part of the state. So I see this as an opportunity to broadly represent, you know, science and medicine and healthcare, but also the agricultural community that is an enormous part of our economic stability here in this state, contributes enormously to our taxation.
Folks are listening to the Devil's Advocates. Jillian Bettino, candidate for Wisconsin State Treasurer, joining us at the Waukesha County Fair at the table next to the Waukesha County Democratic Party table. Come on down if you're here. What's the sense of your constituents as you go around? I'm trying to get a sense of what people's priorities are. You know, we have ours. We talk about politics all the time. We dive into different national and local topics. I'm really curious to know, as you go out and stump for the job, what are people telling you? What are they concerned about? And what are they happy about?
Yeah, so, I mean, it depends on where you are, but a lot of the issues do come back to economic security. Big concern right now is inflation and gas prices, just getting food on the table for families. Affording education is a really big deal. High-quality public education is a really big deal to folks, making sure that we have that in every community, rural community, urban community. Everyone should have access to that. Healthcare access is enormous. Retirement security is enormous. And then really basic day-to-day things that impact all of us, like crappy roads, and, you know, fixing the dam roads, and also broadband access. Those are a lot of the things that people are worried about. There are definitely enormous conversations with, particularly with young people, and I think very importantly, our climate crisis, and we feel it now today. My goodness, it's so stinky hot and humid out there that everybody's feeling it across the country as well, but our climate crisis and you know, preparing for a resilient, climate-healthy future, clean air, clean water, all of those are big deal.
Jillian, how would you hope to keep young Wisconsinites on the farm in northern Wisconsin, in parts of Wisconsin where they haven't stayed recently?
I think we need to switch it up. We need to include them in the conversation, add some diversity to our agricultural business with cannabis legalization, making sure that our small businesses and small farms have the economic support and access to loans that they need and desire. And, you know, Governor Evers has done a ton to promote that as well. And also link the agricultural community with the climate change solutions, because young people are very appropriately worried about getting carbon back in the ground, about clean air and clean water, PFAS, nitrogen, all of those things. And agricultural communities and solutions are part of the long-term climate solution.
Yeah. Jillian Bettino, she is a candidate for Wisconsin State Treasurer. Finally, tell people why we call you Dr. Bettino.
I am a breast radiologist, so I'm fellowship trained at UW-Madison, and I specialize in breast cancer detection when I'm not doing this. So I'm actually working tomorrow.
And now you're a senatorial, a Wisconsin State Treasurer candidate. If people want to get involved in your campaign, how could they do so?
So Jillian4WI.com, and just reach out to us. We have lots
of work. Jillian. You've got a name tag on, which makes it easy for me. So but just in case.
It's GillianForWI.com, Jillian4WI.com.
Dr. Bettino, thank you so much for joining us here at the Waukesha County Fair. We wish you ongoing luck. You got a primary on the 9th.
That's right. Get out and vote.
Probably a general election sometime coming in November. Folks, come back with us. We are broadcasted live from the Waukesha County Fair, oldest county fair in the state. We're going to party until at least 6 and we go buy
some cows deep
fried something. More Devils, the happier hour is next.